We say that, you know, getting out of your own way. And what is that really?
Well, I'll say it in simple terms, but I don't think it's a simple process. I have a business coach who has been transformational for me and my business this last year. And she's helped me understand my emotional history and a history of trauma with a big T or a little T. It doesn't matter. The things that get stuck in our psyche, in our emotional memory, that tell us, warning, like, don't do this because last time you did this, you got hurt, or last time you did this, you failed, or you're not good enough to make this, you leap, or whatever the voice is in your head, right? She has really helped me recognize that voice and decipher it from my truer wisdom. So it's not a simple process. And I think it requires a lot of introspection and a lot of courage to look at your stuff. But I personally believe, and this is her whole work, is understanding the connection between our emotional history and trauma, she calls it trauma, and conscious leadership. And there is a direct correlation. And when I sort of stumbled upon that with her, I was like, oh my gosh, why aren't we talking about this more in the world and in corporate leadership and in women's circles and in dinner conversation? Why aren't we connecting these dots more? Because we're just humans trying to lead. And if we've got a bunch of baggage that we haven't looked at, it's going to cloud our vision.